The Ryan Tuberty Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our best ever Wi-Fi all around your home, your world is limitless.
Let me say good morning to our old friend Roz Purcell. Good morning, Roz.
Good morning, Ryan.
It's really nice to talk to you.
You too. I love that Franz Ferdinand song as well. It really brought me back to sneaking out as a teenager.
You see, you were, I think I was presenting Full Irish at the time, and you were sneaking out as a teenager.
Was that 15 years ago?
Yes, it was, when you were probably, what, five?
I was 15.
There you go.
I probably shouldn't have been sneaking out that early.
Now we know. No, that's what you do. You're back home now, aren't you?
I'm in Tipperary, so if you hear a peahen or a baby, you can just ignore it.
Oh, that's okay. We like that sound anyway, so
yeah.
It's beautiful. So you're in Tipperary. Are you in the family homestead, or what are you?
Yeah, so I've actually moved home with my family for a month or so because my house had a little bit of electrical fault. So, so I'm living with my family at the moment, and sure, when would I ever get to do this? So
it's been a
strange time.
It sure has. Listen, let's get down to business. We're talking to you for a particular reason because you've been talking publicly about your hair. And can I ask you about alopecia?
Yeah, well, look, I guess, first of all, I'm not comparing my situation to anyone else's. You know, I have bald patches and hair thinning, and I do not have full alopecia. But I guess for me, it made me realise how hair makes me feel and how it's kind of my security blanket, and losing it has been very disheartening. And also realising that it's actually quite a normal thing for women to go through. And sharing it on social media was a little bit, I suppose, I was nervous about doing it. But then afterwards, seeing the response, so many women offering fantastic advice and knowing that it's such a common thing and it's just not shared on social media enough.
I think it's amazing that you're doing this. And I'm not, it's not by way of plumasse. I think it's just great that this absolutely natural, if difficult, thing that can happen is discussed like this. So let's keep going. When did you first feel the hair was falling out? Is this a very recent thing, or has it happened over a couple of years?
So about 2 years ago, I lost all my eyelashes on one eye, which, you know, I probably would have rather the two eyes because the one, it looked a bit funny. And then in March, I discovered I had a bald patch. So it happened actually quite quickly. Yeah. I don't really pay attention too much to myself. I'm really bad at getting treatments or looking after everything. So I only noticed this in a day. I realised that a bald patch had come. I am very lucky that it's quite hidden in the back and you can only really see it if a strong gust of wind comes behind me. But
I have a picture of you. You pull the hair back so we can see the bald patch on your head. You posted this picture. When you see that in all its glory, were you shocked? Were you upset?
Well, when I initially saw it, I got a fright.
Yes.
Because obviously with my eyelashes, I had, you know, gone and got my blood checked. Everything was normal. And they just put it down to stress and alopecia areata, which was just a specific point in your body that, you know, loses its hair. So I kind of just said, I really need to manage my stress. And both events have occurred during stressful times. The bald patch happened in March, you know, just as 2 weeks after lockdown. And you know, I've been very lucky throughout 2020 and lockdown, but I'm a very stressful person and I worry about everyone. So I think the whole scenario just kind of, even though I probably didn't show that I was stressed, came out in my hair.
And if you've been stressed before and lost your hair, has it come back immediately or soon after?
In about a year's time.
Okay.
So
yeah, go on.
So I am very lucky in that it is growing back, even though it might take a little bit of time. And I have to say a big thank you, anyone who's listening, who gave me advice on this, because they recommended some fantastic people, not only to go see, but to follow online. There's a fantastic model who I used to actually work with, who has full alopecia. And she's a great page for anyone listening right now who might be going through hair loss, feeling a little bit down. It's called Hair Free. And she really talks about empowering her alopecia and being confident not to wear a wig. And she also does great advice on, you know, where to get good wigs and treatments to use, as well with a girl called Claire Balding, who is studying to be a trichologist, and she's actually helping me at the moment. So there is a lot of people there, if you are someone who is suffering with alopecia or just even hair thinning, that can help. And it really does make you feel better. I think social media can get a bad rap sometimes.
Yes.
But there are a lot of pages that when you go on them, you go away feeling better about yourself. So just make sure that you're following them.
Seek out the good guys.
The good guys.
Yeah.
And you know what? A couple of years ago, I felt like going offline because it can be quite a negative space. But I decided with my platform, I'd rather be in the room saying something good than not there at all. And I do think a lot more people online with platforms should be using to share normal things and to just picture perfect moments are great, but in between them, you know, sharing things that people can really relate to.
What had you stressed out in March?
Well, I was actually in New York about to do a half marathon when Donald Trump closed all everything down. And I've been talking about the coronavirus, I think it's in January. I'm a bit of a hypochondriac, so I was already stressing myself out and I had to get an emergency flight home. And I just think that, you know, just the whole situation. And look, I think a lot of people might say, oh, but you know, nothing happened, it was all fine. But I guess in general, I think I kind of live on a pretty high stress level as it is. Just I've been a worrier since I was a child, so it's probably something I need to tackle myself.
Sure. And it's not unusual or abnormal, as you know, and especially at the moment. We were only talking to a psychologist on the show yesterday about how universal it is, really. But we don't all talk about it, but actually everyone's feeling a little on edge. So you're not on your own, as well you know. And what did you decide to do, Roz, vis-a-vis the hair loss?
So a lot of people gave me advice. I decided to go see a trichologist. She's trained to be a trichologist. She's a fantastic page online called True Hair. And her name is Claire Balding.
Yeah.
And she's just, I think it's always best to just go to one person, really take their advice and do what they say rather than lots of different things. So I'm currently going to follow her plan at the moment to just really, you know, work with dealing with my stress and also treatments I can do to hold on to the hair that I do have.
It's fascinating that the psychology and the physiology are related to hair.
Yeah, well, you know, Claire was explaining to me that, you know, I think hair isn't really a necessity, so it's the last thing that's going to be looked after if you're having a bad immune response or going through a stressful time. So even though I think when people meet me and they probably think I'm real stressy, always hiking, always making chickpea scramble, you know, then they look at my hair and they can kind of see the stress coming out that way.
Okay. My daughter always comments on your Instagram that it's really honest and refreshingly, you know, you shoot straight. And I think that's a lovely thing as a role model to have that. So I suppose my question to you is that you spend a lot of time, you know, you're very healthy. You've got your book. What's your third cookbook is called No Fuss Vegan, and you've got the hike life, organizing hikes all over the country. It doesn't tally with me that somebody so healthy and with such a healthy lifestyle should lose their hair. And that's my ignorance coming through as well, you know. But do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I've always had this motto, and even I think when I was going through disordered eating, like, you could look at someone and think, you know, no matter how healthy someone's eating, no matter how well they train, if they don't have a healthy mind, which I probably don't sometimes because I get stressed out, you know, it doesn't really even out.
That's fascinating. So you need to take your mind for a run as much as your body.
Yeah, and you know what? I think I'm great for getting people outdoors and, you know, eating vegetables and cooking in the kitchen. But, you know, I myself have never really been great at managing my stress. And I think this was probably the physical symptom I needed to do that.
Text to 51551. As a long-time sufferer of alopecia, it's great to hear it being discussed. It's the poor relation of autoimmune conditions. We need more research, and the initial stages are very upsetting. And by the way, I'm male, which makes it somewhat easier. And another says, I feel for Roz personally, I've lost all my hair, my eyebrows and lashes 11 years ago, and I'm told it'll never grow back. I've had 45 injections in my head and ointment, but nothing's worked. And I'm wearing wigs since 2009, and it's very distressing. Imagine 11 years on and still distressed by it. You know, you think you might grow into it and say, okay, well, this is where I'm at. But it's obviously that upsetting for somebody. So it is, it's an enormous thing. Hair on the head and who you are and identity, they're all related.
They really are. And I guess I was very unaware of that until this happened to me. And I think the more it can be discussed and other matters on social media, you know, the more it normalizes and gets people to create a sense of community and know they're not alone.
Roz, thanks for coming on to talk about that this morning, because I think it'll open a door for some people, and I hope that you're okay.
Yeah, you know, at least I have my family here. They're kind of grounding me, making me do loads of chores, so I kind of forget about it with all the work I'm doing.
Yeah, good. But I hope the next time we talk, you'll have made some progress in both in the head and on the head. How about that?
Yeah, most definitely.
All right, Roz, it's always good to talk to you. I'm sorry I didn't see you today, but it was really nice to talk to you as always.
Thanks, Ryan.
See you soon.
Bye.
Thank you so much. It's Roz Purcell. And you can follow Roz, obviously, on her Instagram. You'll find it easily enough. But yeah, that's distressing. That's not an easy thing at all. And lots of texts in on that. We'll go to those in a few minutes. 51551.